President Obama went to Capitol Hill today to meet with Democrats to strategize on saving Obamacare, his legacy legislation. Vice President-elect Mike Pence went as well to help Republican lawmakers get ready to dismantle it. Pence said it will be the first order of business in the Trump administration, and they have the mandate.
Our president-elect took his case to the American people to repeal and replace Obamacare, and the American people voted decisively for a better future for health care in this country. And we are determined to give them that.
NPR congressional correspondent Elsa Chang is following all of this. Hi, Elsa.
Hi there.
And start with Mike Pence, who spoke to reporters along with House Speaker Paul Ryan, vehement about taking the law apart. But did we learn anything more about how they do that?
Not really. House Speaker Paul Ryan was asked repeatedly if Republicans had a replacement plan, but he gave no real clear answers. Republicans have actually already started paving the way, however, to repeal the law. They've introduced legislation in the Senate to get that process started. But the challenge for them is this. Do they want to repeal and replace simultaneously, or repeal first, delay the effective date of that repeal, and then replace later? And there's still no consensus among Republicans on what they should do.
Yeah, and here's Paul Ryan promising to at least not take the rug out from underneath people who already have health insurance.
Then once we repeal this law, we need to make sure that there is a stable transition to a truly patient-centered system. We want every American to have access to quality, affordable health coverage.
But again, no specifics. Look, there are reports today about a new poll from the Center for American Progress that showed that when things like Obamacare are couched in positive terms, Trump supporters approve them. And they also say that they expect Democrats to keep Trump in check on things. One analyst says this is new in American politics, people who voted for Trump but expect the Democrats to block or oppose his agenda. And even Donald Trump tweeted today, Republican lawmakers need to be very careful as they move forward, not to shoulder the blame for what he called the Obamacare disaster. Are you hearing from Republicans on the Hill that they realize this is a tightrope they're on?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in that tweet, Donald Trump seems to be warning Republicans that there should not be any disruption to families because of this repeal. Basically, he's reminding them that they, Republicans, could just as easily be accused of what Democrats were accused of after the rollout of the health care law, when people saw their premiums go up or they couldn't keep their old plans. House Speaker Paul Ryan this morning said the goal was to not hurt families and leave them uncovered. Vice President-elect Mike Pence said the same thing this morning after meeting with the House Republicans. But again, how do you do that? And this is why it's complicated. Trump has already said he wants to keep parts of the health care law intact, like not excluding people who have pre-existing conditions or allowing young people to stay on their parents' plan until they're 26 years old. But if Republicans get rid of the individual mandate, which is probably the most objectionable aspect of the law to the GOP.
It requires that everybody have insurance of some sort. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. And there may not be enough money to cover the truly sick patients if you don't have enough young, healthy people in the pool. So while lawmakers take the time to figure this out, the danger is could insurance companies just leave the marketplace because they don't want to stick around after the repeal to see what lawmakers come up with years later, perhaps, to replace it with.
Yeah. Well, it just seems really stunning. I find that poll stunning that people who very much supported Trump, and we are hearing anecdotal stories, voices from, let's say, coal country, people saying, well, wait a second, I voted for Trump, but I cannot lose my Obamacare, the only thing covering my black lung disease. I mean, we're hearing these kind of anecdotal stories. But this idea that they expect the Democrats to block Trump. Here's Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer speaking for Democrats today after their meeting with President Obama and after the Republicans spoke.
What they would do would throw the entire insurance marketplace into chaos. Plain repeal. It would increase costs for all Americans at all income levels. It would blow a $1 trillion hole in the deficit.
Elsa Chang, you also have Vice President Biden saying things like, go ahead and get rid of things like the list you just mentioned, young people able to stay on their parents, on their parents' insurance. What is the Democrats' strategy here, just to wait this out?
Well, no. What they're trying to do right now is wage a robust messaging campaign. They're warning the public that more than 20 million people, or well over that, may lose their health care coverage, including swaths of people in states with Republican senators, where Medicaid was expanded under Obamacare, states like West Virginia. In the meantime, Senate Democrats are also trying to get Republicans on the record on various aspects of the health care law. The chamber, as I stated, is considering a budget resolution that will serve as a vehicle for the repeal. And senators will be able to introduce all kinds of amendments to that vehicle in what's called a votorama next week. Democrats will try to force Republicans to vote on provisions like the individual mandate or Medicaid expansion or pre-existing conditions just to make Republicans go on the record about aspects of the health care law.
Okay, well, the fight is on. NPR congressional correspondent Elsa Chang will be following it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.